أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون وما كان لنبي أن يغل ومن يغل يأتي بما غل يوم القيامة ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم. In the verses before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah's mercy, and one form and part of Allah's mercy was the softness of the heart of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which formed the crux and the basis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qualities, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's personality, which formed the basis of the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala advised, commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to forgive Sahaba and to seek forgiveness for Sahaba. One important lesson that one learned from the battle of Uhud was, إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. That if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala helps you, O Ummat, فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ, then none shall overcome you, none shall overpower you. What is important is the help of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One was Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, that you will make mashwara, you will seek counsel with the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, insofar as planning is concerned, that is one important aspect, that there is no aqal, there is no intelligence like planning. You will opt for all the means that is possible, but again, it is the nusrat, it is the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is most important. You may have all the kinds of arms and ammunition that is available to you, but if the nusrat, if the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not come, then obviously you will not be successful, you will not overcome them. And when would the help of Allah ta'ala come? وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you have perfect iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is when you will be able to overcome them, then you will attract the iman, you will attract the nusrat and the help of Allah. The second lesson you learned, وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ, then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandons you, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves helping you, if Allah Ta'ala leaves your hand, so to say, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي, then who is there that will help you after Allah Ta'ala besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is no force, there is no might that will be able to assist you. All your arms, all your ammunition, all your allied forces and all put together, there is none that can be able to help you. So that is the second lesson that you learnt. One was, you were on the verge of victory. The nusrat, the help of Allah Ta'ala was with you, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat left you, Allah Ta'ala abandoned you, Allah Ta'ala left you momentarily, and you saw it, and the whole ummah thereafter learns this lesson from Uhud. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and upon Allah Ta'ala should the believers put their tawakkul. And tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means that we opt for the means, but we will place our trust in Allah, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, Allah is the protector, and everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of the battle of Badr, when the booty of Badr was all brought to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one red shawl was missing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for it, and some person said that probably Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had taken it. There is no indication as to who this person was. Some of the muhaddithin are of the opinion that this person probably was a munafiq to make such an allegation upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at that time, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this next verse, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala clarified one very important issue. Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَن يَغُلْ. It is never appropriate for the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, any Nabi of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, to misappropriate. أَيَّهُلْ غَلَّ in Arabic means actually to hide something, to take something away secretly, and it is used more for the misappropriation of the booty of war. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies a very important aspect that never should anyone think that the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or for that matter any Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would do such a thing. To utter such a thing, whether it was out of nifaq or hypocrisy, whether it was out of naivety, was never appropriate for any individual to say that with regards to any Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And as a matter of fact, any form of misappropriation whatsoever, any form of sin with regards to a Nabi, can never be attributed to a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After clarifying that issue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes further, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever misappropriates from the wealth, from the goods, or the booty of war, then that person will have to bring forth what he has misappropriated on the day of Qiyamah. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a lengthy hadith, one part of the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who misappropriates from the wealth, from the booty, then that person will have to bring it forth on the day of Qiyamah. If, for example, it was a camel that a person had taken, then that person would have to bring that camel on his neck. If it is a cow, then that person would have to bring that cow on his neck. If it is a goat, then that person will bring that beeping goat on his neck. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave not an example, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elucidated and explained this verse of the Quran Sharif. Now here, one important aspect. If somebody misappropriated the wealth of another individual, there were very many ways that a person could have got away with it, in the way that one could have asked that person for maaf, that person could have replaced it or whatever. However, insofar as the wealth of booty is concerned, the wealth of the public is concerned, the wealth of Muslim treasury is concerned, because it is the collective wealth of everyone, it now magnifies the misappropriation. And here, this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings forth. On one occasion, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for the booty, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had brought all the booty together. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam further made an announcement, is this all? In other words, has everybody brought everything together? Nobody had responded. And then after Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had made the final announcement, a person brought something, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the person, did you hear my announcement? The person replied, yes. Why was the delay? The person could not respond to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an acceptable manner. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the person that you are now answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in many ways showed the severity with regards to the collective wealth of the ummah. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that you will have to now account to Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and this announcement will be made in front of all of mankind on the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Then each soul will be fully recompensed for what it had earned on the day of Qiyamah. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And none will be wronged on the day of Qiyamah. So whatever the recompense will be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it fully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not wrong a person on the day of Qiyamah in the slightest bit. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the severity of any kind of misappropriation whatsoever. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the nusrat of Allah ta'ala, the help of Allah ta'ala comes down, and when that help of Allah ta'ala comes, it comes and none can overcome the ummah. And on the other hand, when Allah ta'ala withholds Allah ta'ala's nusrat, then obviously there is none and no power that can come together and assist the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the honesty of the ummah is a very, very important component for this ummah collectively. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows that there should never be any speck of doubt in the nubuwat, in that office of nubuwat of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.